This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the crew out there working the streets right now, delivering the mail. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys getting the gasoline delivered to the folks. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you will actually find a link right there to the undergroundusa.com website. And you can go right over there, because right here is Mr. UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Silvallo. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, here's a mighty wish from somebody called Zelensky. The president of Ukraine has urged President Joe Biden to come visit the devastated Ukraine and see firsthand Putin's genocide. Now, I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt it's going to happen, too, because he'd fall asleep halfway through the tour. He would be a liability over there in a war zone. He is not as physically capable as Boris Johnson was. He would be a primary target if he landed there.
Oh, yeah.
The logistics would be unbelievable. So I think this is more of a rhetorical ask than anything else.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that he would land, because I can't see the plane flying in there, any kind of plane, because they've already warned him. Russia's already warned him. Any planes in the air are fair game, the big transports. That's how he'd probably come in.
Joe Biden's not going. So
yeah.
that's a moot point.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Plus, that would be the easiest way to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
You've already had Russian Chinese and Russian transports in that area going over allied nations.
Yeah.
So, there's no way that you would put a president of the United States, even an able-bodied president of the United States, in a war zone like that. That would be a ridiculous thing to do.
Now, the Russian military has estimated that they have about 2,500 of their Ukrainian fighters holding out at the hulking steel plant with a warren of underground passageways there, which provided the last pocket of resistance in Mariupol. Now, they have turned down the opportunity to surrender, guaranteeing that they would keep their lives, according to the Russians. But the Ukrainians did not submit. They're still there. And I would have to think they're going to be wiped out to the last man by the Russians. That's just my thought.
No, if in fact they don't emerge victorious at some point, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen. Everybody thought that when Putin rolled into the Ukraine, it was going to be an easy ride. And the Ukrainians have proved them wrong every step of the way. Now, are they in a good position in Mariupol? No, they're not. That's where the Russians are concentrating all of their efforts right now. So the odds aren't good. But you know what? I just can't count them out. You know, and you can't trust anything that's coming out of Russia as far as information is concerned.
No.
It's very well staged in a propaganda not seen since the fall of the USSR. So, you know, getting good information out of that region is also a task.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm not going to count the Ukrainian fighters out at all because they're fighting for their lives. And a lot of the Russian soldiers, if you believe the combined reports from both sides, their heart's not in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, a left-wing group is trying to disqualify outspoken Trump supporter Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano from the state governor's race because he allegedly participated in the insurrection against the U.S. government on January the 6th. However, recent polling shows Mastriano has the lead, garnering some 19% support in a field of 9 candidates seeking the Republican nomination. Now, the primary election is coming up May the 17th, and the current governor, Democratic Tom Wolf, is term limited, and the attorney general who's running for the post is running unopposed for the governor's position on the Democratic side.
When did this adjudication that an insurrection took place happen? When did it go before a court and that was the ruling?
It hasn't. It's all whatever they say.
It's BS.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even get a commission officially seated in the House of Representatives to look into it. This had to be an appointed. This had to be a unilaterally appointed commission. So all of this talk about quote unquote insurrection is an invention of the media and the left. There was no insurrection. Nothing was adjudicated as an insurrection. So these left-wing groups that are going into states like South Carolina and Pennsylvania and North Carolina trying to say, you're disqualified because you're part of an insurrection. There was no insurrection. And there is no disqualifying somebody just because you feel like there was an insurrection. You know, we are a nation of laws, not men. And that means half the country doesn't get to deem it so.
That thought. We'll be right back with more with Frank Sovano. We're going to talk a little bit more about this quote, end of quote, insurrection. Because he is right. There's things coming. I'll tell you what they are.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan has got a whole bunch of locations and another one coming. Tell you all about that in a minute. But it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could think about. Clean trade-ins? Yep, they are worth a premium right now, 40 to 45% above the Kelley book value. So, take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. Get more money for the used vehicle that you've got. Buy a new one or buy a used one. I had a guy over the weekend offer me $12,000 for my vehicle, which is $4,000 more than the book value. I said, nope, no thank you. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey. Stop by and see Sean. Tell him the captain sent you. Watch what happens there. Plus, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan coming in Brooksville around the end of the summer. Now, you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And on the 30th of the month, I'm going to be in Brooksville at the gun show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, and Moss Nissan is going to have a pickup display there of their pickup trucks for you to take a look at. Want to get involved in that one. Okay, Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, keep your blood pressure down now, Frank, because be careful of what you wish for, because the alleged insurrection, which supposedly culminated back on January the 6th, 2021, has now got the Democrats and a handful of Republicans, get this one, a handful of Republicans trying to put together some legislation, which they've been trying to do for over a year now, to stop some of the Republicans that were either present there or supported this insurrection to keep them from running for public office. Don't you just love that one?
And those Republicans should be excommunicated from the party, period.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Period. With malice. Go join the Democrats, then. Go join the fascists over there. We don't get to marginalize people because of feelings in this country. You don't take away someone's right to run for office because you want to believe that something happened that wasn't adjudicated. We're a nation of laws, not men. What John Adams meant by that is you don't get to do this. I believe it was an insurrection. Therefore, you shouldn't run for office. Well, I don't care what you believe. It's not your right to impose your beliefs on someone else. Go to court, get a decision on this. They couldn't go to court to get a decision on this because no one wanted to bring it before a court because it wouldn't have been adjudicated to their advantage.
Yep.
That's why there was no ruling of an insurrection. No one was ever arrested because of an insurrection. No one was ever tried on an insurrection. There was none of it. This is all manufactured by the left. It is a whim by the leftists in Congress who keep saying it over and over and over to have something to run on in 2022 and 2024 because they know everybody understands their agenda was so far to the left radical that they don't want it.
Yep.
That's why nothing is passing in Congress because nobody wants it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, so insurrection this.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the U.S. supply chain for a minute. Thousands of public companies may soon have such a daunting tax to comply with a new set of climate rules that have been proposed by the SEC, that's the Securities and Exchange Commission. The most consequential and controversial piece of the SEC's proposed regulations would be to require corporations to calculate their total greenhouse gas footprint, including from the supply chain. Wow.
Yeah, I've been talking about this for almost a year now because that's how long it's actually been around longer.
Yep.
But it's been coming to a head for over a year. This is ESG scoring.
Yep.
Through the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. We warned that this would be the death of the free market because now if you're not doing things that the environmentalists say you should as a company, if you don't have enough social justice equity on your boards, if you're not following what the government edicts are, which ESG, then your score goes down as a corporation and you can't get funding from banks. If you're not doing the woke line like Disney, well, you just don't get that capital loan to retool, and you're probably going to go out of business. This is something that we needed to wake up to a year ago. This is Woke-a-Cola, okay? So as citizens, you've got to start engaging on this. If a company that you do business with is embracing ESG scoring, decouple from them and don't use them anymore. They need to be punished for this. If this becomes a thing, the next step is the full goal of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, and the implications of that is that your government means nothing. Because there will be a global cabal that controls the money. It will all be digital, and they will be able to shut it off if you're not woke.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's been on the World Economic Forum's website for years. And they've been implementing it step by step for years. This is just one of the bigger accomplishments they have in ESG scoring. Mm-hmm. And now we've got the U.S. federal government and the SEC saying, we think we're going to embrace this. Yeah. You can't allow that to happen.
Now, can you be around, or can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, now here's where I want to go rogue. Hold on to your chest and don't let this get to you, but here we go.
I
love this. All right. The FDA and Pfizer reportedly knew the COVID shot caused immunosuppression. However, they also knew about natural immunity and never said a word.
Of course it didn't, because it didn't make any money for the people who were pulling the strings.
Yep.
This has been the biggest scam that's been pulled. I'm not saying that Omicron or COVID wasn't a bad flu, because mm-hmm. that's what it was a bad flu. But what they did to the country and to the world was criminal. And people should be brought up on charges. This has been wrong all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
I urge people to listen to any podcast that Dr. Robert Malone is on. Now, the left doesn't like Dr. Robert Malone, and because he's got authority to speak on this. He was the person, holds the patents for the therapy that is RNMA or mRNA vaccine technology.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't do it. He doesn't believe anybody under the age of 18 should be getting it, and he's warning about, pardon me, the long-term implications of the vaccine. It's important to listen to what he has to say. He's been one of the voices that's been shut down by people like Bill Gates, who is a eugenist and a population control freak, a member of the World Economic Forum's uppity echelon, along with George Soros and this Nazi Klaus Schwab, who want to rule the world. And when you get into transhumanism, which is part of the Great Reset Plan. Read about it. They're not hiding it. They're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
This vaccine therapy is a part of it, and it's scary stuff.
All right, my friend, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Frank Silvato, too, from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. It's just starting to get heated up here. And good morning to Fred, Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro, chiming in. I hope you're having a good time down there, Fred. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to IRS.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, and I'll tell you what else you found. You found Relief Factor, because that's something I take every day, have for the past 7 years. Every day I start my day out with it because of what it does for me. Now, if you've got problems, if you've got back pain, neck pain, hip pain, if you got some sort of problem that's been with you a while, muscles ache, whatever the situation might be, let me tell you about Relief Factor, because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to not only pain, but also inflammation and swelling. Now, it'll help to lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, because Relief Factor will target the underlying problem and go right straight to the source to take care of it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, number one. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, number two, which has key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it's like taking an extra shot of vitamins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, you can get all of this for the 3-week quick start to try it out for $19.95. You can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And while you're over there, you might want to check out the vitamin C, the vitamin B12, and the vitamin D that they have. Very reasonable, and it's very good. My doctor told me it was some of the best I could get my hands on. So, I bought some. There you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Thank you, Frank, for sticking around.
Absolutely. Anytime and always.
Now, I think we wrapped up everything pretty much on this side of the Dr. Fauci thing. And I want to move on to what's going on with John Durham. Now, the noose is tightening on this attorney, Sussman. Because he was accused of lying to the FBI, right?
In a couple different ways, yeah.
Now, it's been brought up that a new complaint has been filed, new filings by Special Counsel John Durham, that he made false statements to the CIA officers that he had a meeting with. So he's now got a second agency that he's going to be brought up on charges for, or at least it looks that way. I mean, goodness sakes.
No, I'm glad indictments are coming out. I'm glad people are being called on the carpet, but it's moving too slow.
Yeah.
At this point in time, the way that this administration is just nosediving the country into the ground, and as this administration is taking a knee, and I keep coming back to this because this is the game plan. The way that we are just blazing down the trail towards the Great Reset, it's not going to matter if these people are found guilty or not down the line, because everything we'd be fighting for is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So Durham needs to kick it up a little bit and start holding some people accountable who can actually put a dent into the bureaucracy that's forcing us down this path that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in any other time in the history of the United States, being methodical and slow and making sure everything is done by the book and dotting the I's across the T's, you'd have time to do that. But when you're stealing elections to put people who can't even remember what day it is in the office, even as you're ceding your economic system to a world organization that's unelected, you don't have time. You know, so everybody's happy about, we're going to get Sussman. You're never going to get Hillary Clinton. People should get that out of their heads. She got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to pass away before she goes to prison.
Yep.
Especially at this rate.
Yep. Now, the Biden administration, and I want you folks listening to pay attention to this, because some of you are going to be duped into saying, oh, he did something about the oil. The Biden administration has said it resumed plans to facilitate oil and gas drilling on federal lands. However, there's one little different change here. 80% of the 733,000 acres that could be drilled on, permits issued for, are not going to be. It's only 144,000 acres, which is a drop in the bucket. It means almost nothing.
And even then, you have to apply for the lease on the federal land, and it has to go through the vetting process, which they will slow walk until the end of his administration.
Environmental survey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this means nothing. If he was really serious about wanting to eliminate the crunch, we'd go right back to the policy we had under Trump, and we'd throw in a few new refineries in the United States to open up the tap.
I know where they can
but
put one.
I know where they can put a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because that screws up the green agenda, which is connected to, wait for it, I'm circling back like Jen Psaki, to the Great Reset.
Yep. Now, you live up there in the Panhandle, but to the east of you, well, not to the east of you, to the west of you, sorry, Pensacola, at the naval base, would be the perfect place to put a refinery.
Yeah, well, you know, they could certainly use it. I'm not sure how the people of Pensacola, seeing as how a little bit blue in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, well, that's the problem you'd have to live with, I guess. But, you know, it's for the good of the country. We need a refinery, and if we have one in Florida...
Matt, we're to the right of center. We don't get to say what's good for the country.
I just did.
You know, the environmentalists will tell everybody what's good for the country.
All right, well, let's talk about somebody that's a real pain in the you-know-what when it comes to the country or anything else. Stacey Abrams, a federal judge, has rejected an effort by Stacey Abrams and her gubernatorial campaign to challenge a new Georgia fundraising law. She recently filed a lawsuit against Senate Bill 221, which allows groups chaired by the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the nominee for either post from major parties to raise funds without limit. The law took effect on July the 1st, 2021, shortly after being passed by the state legislature and, of course, signed by her opponent, Georgia Governor Kemp, a Republican who beat Abrams in 2018. Now, the judge that decided on this, this is a real good one, U.S. District Judge Mark Cohen, an Obama appointee overseeing the case, said the challenge was turned down because of the relief that Abrams sought.
Oh, I mean, why is this woman even news? She lost. She's not qualified for the position. She, from what I understand, she writes romance novels and guests on Star Trek episodes.
Yep.
She has no redeeming policy that would do anything for anybody in the state of Georgia. She's a grifting, BLM-believing, race-baiting pseudo-politician who is demanding that she win because she's a woman and black. Maybe if she had policies that the people actually wanted, she would have won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe if she would have cheated a little harder, she would have won. But she lost. And when people lose, they don't get to dictate what the political policy is. So maybe Stacey Abrams should shut up and sit down.
Not a bad idea. By the way, she was president of the universe.
The president of the universe. Mm-hmm. Well, see, why would she want to be governor of Georgia when she's president of the universe?
On television, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. What other losing politician gets this, besides Beto O'Rourke? What other losing politician gets this much press?
Nobody I know.
You know, it's like a prerequisite for the left. If you lose, you have to run like you won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't win, Stacey.
Okay.
You didn't. Get over it.
All right, we got 30 seconds, and I want to finish with this. Florida Department of Education and our Secretary of Education has rejected the record number of math textbooks which contain CRT in them for the young kids.
And you know, this, and it also had Common Core in there.
Yep.
That Governor DeSantis is against, and everybody else is too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a stepping stone. So bravo for trying to say, you know what, math should be about numbers, not about your sexual orientation or race. How's that? Why don't we teach math instead of indoctrination? Bravo,
oh.
Governor. Bravo, Department of Education.
I was just corrected by Jeff. Stacey Abrams was President of the Earth.
Ah, President of the Earth.
All right, I'll talk to you on Friday, Frank.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more. And Patrick Hyland, too. The Sports Zone quarterback for the Monday morning sports talk. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jugger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to get right to the phone. And we've got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. Hope everybody had a safe and pleasant Easter, and I hope everybody kept in perspective what Easter's about. So we'll leave it at that, Captain.
It was a violent Easter, unfortunately.
Yep, exactly. And it's sad that we're at that stage. We need to get better around the world here. We're too smart and too civilized to act like savages, but... unfortunately, not everybody shares our same thoughts and feelings, to say the least, Captain. But we'll talk some sports. Cal Busch, he has a 1-in-25 races, Cap, which is unusual for him. And he came through, though, on the dirt track there, Bristol. So congratulations to Cal Busch.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very exciting race, if anybody was able to witness that. So... Great golf match yesterday. Jordan Spieth defeats Patrick Cantlay in playoff at the RBC Heritage Crown there in beautiful South Carolina on the water there. Beautiful, beautiful golf course, Captain. And after the Masters, they got a decent group out there. So very good outing. Playoff basketball is heated up. The Phoenix Suns, got past the New Orleans Pelicans in game one, and Chris Paul's looking real good for Phoenix. They could be the inside track to win it all. That, so we shall see. And then the Celtics and Nets, you had Tatum buzzer-beating layup to win it for them. So very, very nice. The biggest story, though, I think, Captain, is Baker Mayfield going to land with the Carolina Panthers? You know, that seems to be the inside track. First it was the Colts, then he, you know, did the tweet, which can get you in trouble. And then it looked like he was going to go to Seattle. And now, you know, it doesn't look like he's going to go there. But now Carolina's looking to maybe snap him up. Or is Cleveland just going to keep him around and see what happens? What do you think is going to happen there, Matt?
I think he's going to go. I think he's. I don't know who's going to get him, but I think he's going to go. He doesn't want to stay in Cleveland and sit on the bench.
Yeah, I don't blame him. And I'm curious if Cleveland's going to punish him for running his mouth by making it difficult on him. That's the other thing that's going to come out of this. So we shall see, to say the least.
Hey, I got to ask you a question.
Go for it.
What the hell's going on with the Bucks' Rob Gronkowski challenging The Rock to a WrestleMania matchup? Is he out of his mind?
Oh, man. Well,
these guys can get hurt, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you can choreograph it all you want, but you land the wrong way, you know. And then I'm sure if he's looking to come back, I'm sure Tom Brady's going, come on, man, wait till after you and I both retire before you do that nonsense, okay? So that's going to be interesting to see if that transpires, to say the least. And the USFL kicked it off, you know, this past weekend too, Captain.
Yep.
We'll see how that plays out. A lot of people love watching football year round, so they're going to have a chance to see if they can make it. They're only playing their games in Birmingham, Alabama this year, so it's the really home field advantages, no really hometown crowd favorite going on. I think they're just trying to see if it's going to work out, and if it does, then they'll expand and start promoting and marketing differently. And we'll see if they go to other, you know, cities down the road, too. With arena football not being what it used to be in the spring and summer, maybe this could take a
while. Well, they got two things going for them. Number one, the tickets aren't as expensive, number one. And number two, I think that's going to help them, especially when they go to the smaller markets, not the bigger markets, but Birmingham, that place was packed.
Yeah, that's true, too. So you got a lot of people coming to watch them and enjoy the games, like you said, at a cost that's affordable for a family, and that's important. There's a lot of value out there with the minor league sports or not the four major sports to go watch and enjoy yourself or with friends or with family. And that's starting to come back, and I hope it does. I know when you grew up in Syracuse, you'd go watch a lot of minor league baseball, correct, Captain?
Syracuse Chiefs, yep. And the Syracuse Nationals when they were playing basketball, and the Syracuse Orangemen when they had players like, oh gosh, I don't know, Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, Larry Zonka.
They sure had it, man, back in the day. You know, people don't realize this. Tom Coughlin, great head coach of the Jaguars.
He came from Syracuse.
Yeah.
And Army, too, you know.
Yeah, pretty neat. Pretty neat story there. Hockey's heating up. Playoffs, I think it's going to be very close to see who's going to win it this year. It's going to, who gets the hot-handed goalie, Captain? If any of the teams, the goalie gets hot, I think that's going to be, you know, the still mate that makes it happen, to say the least. So, I hope the Lightning can do some things, and I know a lot of people around the country are pulling for them. And the Panthers in South Florida, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, tell you, some things are heating up down in the South there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing if the Florida Panthers got on a run and won it. That'd be, you know, 3 years in a row, a team from Florida wins the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
The Sunshine State winning the ice hockey matches. Pretty wild, Captain.
You got about 30 seconds here.
Okay. Hey, folks, if I can be of any help to you with any insurance needs, I can save you money. I can show you different programs. I can reevaluate the program you have if it's best for you. stay with that. But I'm saving people money every day. Captain can share that with you. I've saved him money and other friends of ours money. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Thank you, Captain. Have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you Wednesday morning.
All right. Thanks very much, Patrick. We appreciate it. And that's Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback. Now, you can go to Facebook and look up the Sports Zone, and you'll see them right there. Follow them. Become a like the page and all that, and you'll find out all the different things that are going on right there, the Sports Zone on Facebook. So there you go. Now, got to remind everybody that the good folks at Dominique's Blinds and Decor bring you this last little segment here. Of course, Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Joan Gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. All right, folks, get ready. Here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Okay. And let me tell you something. You got Tim Tebow, or a great quarterback in the league. Your league ain't going to make it. The AFL had Joe Namath. Okay. The USFL had Jim Kelly and Steve Young, who went on. You need Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is 10 times better than Carson Wentz and the other clowns you got signing in the NFL. Okay, you don't know a doggone thing about football. He did win. He won the playoff game when you guys were 3-4. It's unheard of. Okay, that is a disgrace. Discrimination. Tim Tebow's been discriminated against. Okay, those clowns you got starting on Sunday suck. Okay, that's just a disaster. Let's get down to politics right here, where the left is running everything in the ground. Okay, Biden sucks. Brandon sucks. Biden sucks, however you want to say it. Biden is the worst president for the American people in American history. Okay? It's that simple. How many people got shot in Chicago today? Do they care? They're letting illegals come in across the border, but you got to wear a mask. Are you out of your mind? They don't care about you. They don't care about me. All they care about is stealing the election like they did before. Okay? Trump, you need to toughen up. Okay? When you were 45, you were tough as nails. Okay? The clowns you got around you, they're idiots. They don't know anything about winning. They don't know anything about politics. They don't know what to do with it. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thanks very much, Todd. Appreciate it. And, folks, it's that time of the day again. Another show in the books, as they like to say. And I'll tell you what, it was an exciting night. We had a lot of things going on here. A lot of different discussions, some great callers. Want to say hello to everybody up here in Valdosta, Georgia that's tuning in, too. We had a call. We couldn't get on the air, but I appreciate you guys. God bless America. See you tonight.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.